This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 157 for Wednesday, November 23rd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker on Wednesday morning due to declines in crude and vegetable oils. Crude oil is tumbling after reports surfaced that the European Union was considering putting a price cap on Russian oil between $65 and $70 per barrel. The rising number of COVID-19 cases in China is also putting pressure on prices. Chicago soil is mixed, while there are losses in most European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil contracts. The Canadian dollar is steady from Tuesday's close. The January canola contract is down $8.10 per ton at $827. In the U.S., corn is higher, soybeans are down, and wheat is mostly negative. U.S. markets will be closed on Thursday due to the Thanksgiving Day holiday. Only one ship was sent through the United Nations grain corridor on the Black Sea on Tuesday, which contained 50,000 tons of corn going to Spain. In total, 78 vessels were waiting to enter Ukrainian ports and 32 were being prepared for inspection. Brazil could export at least 40 million tons of corn in 2023 if there is a full crop and Chinese demand is strong. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador said that GMO yellow corn will still be used for animal feed, but not for human consumption, which will affect U.S. exports. The December corn contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.58. Data from Chinese customs said that 49.3 million tons of Brazilian soybeans were imported so far this year, down from 52.75 million tons from last year. Imports from the U.S. totaled 20.1 million tons. While Brazil has received beneficial rains for its soybean crop, dry weather persists in Argentina with temperatures well above normal. The January soybean contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.26. Hard red wheat growing areas of the U.S. will have rain in the forecast, but the southwestern U.S. plains will remain dry for the most part. Traders are concerned about a possible U.S. rail strike next month, as well as speculation that wheat from the European Union may be booked into the eastern U.S. A Ukrainian grain official is estimating the 2022 grain harvest at 51 million tons, compared to 86 million in 2021. The December Chicago wheat contract is down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.84. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 10 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.16. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract is up 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $9.47. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, November 23rd. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.